Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
We are now starting in Be'ezos Hashem, the Gemara on Daf Yedaled, Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rab Chanina, Manda Omer Rachmona Vachon. Whoever says a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Mevater, Yevachon B'nei Me'ovi. Ella, Marech Ruche V'Gavi Didei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marech Af, but at the end, he is Goyve Didei. Now, before we explain that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevater, I would like to preface with the Yisoid that we find in Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Ha'ores, Simon Gimel, and so too by Rabbi Aaron and Mishnah Sabaron Chilpei Simon Yates. They both say the following Yisoid, that in every Aveira, there are two parts of every Aveira. There's the actual fact that with the Aveira, one is rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with doing the Aveira. And then there is the Aveira itself. The Aveira itself is Metame. And that Tumah, which comes about through the Aveira itself, has a tremendous koyach of destruction, has a tremendous power to destroy. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shara Aleph Perek Talit, the Aveira that a Ben Yisrael does is mekalkal umaharis even more than the Churban Beis HaMikdash that was done through Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, the Tumas HaAveira, the Tumah that comes out through an Aveira, has a tremendous power of destruction. Besides for the fact that when one does an Aveira, the Aveira itself makes the person Tame, brings Tame into the person. And therefore, as far as the Einish of an Aveira is concerned, the Einish of the Aveira is really twofold. First of all, there is an Einish for the fact that one rebelled against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing the Aveira. And second of all, through the Aveira itself, that one brought Tame into the world with the Aveira itself, that itself deserves an einish. Like we find in the Tomer Dvoria in the first perek. At the Tomer Dvoria explains that when one does an Averis, with the Averis created a Mashchis. And the Mashchis exists till the person is punished for his Avera. Now, one has to know, as far as our Gemara is concerned, when our Gemara says, Kol Ha'imer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vatun Yivatru Me'ayhi, which chelek of the einish is the Gemara referring to? Is the Gemara referring to the einish of the rebellion against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing the Aveira? Or is the Gemara referring to the einish for the destruction that came about through the Aveira itself? So we find that the Netziv says in Parshas Ha'azinu, Kapitel Amebeis, Pasuk Dalet. The Netziv says, when our Gemara says, Ko'emer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatni Vatru Me'ayhi, is referring to the Einesh of the Aveira itself. The Einesh that one deserves for the destruction that he brought about through the Aveira, that is the Einesh that our Gemara is referring to. The Netziv goes on to say that our Gemara says, that the Mida Keneged Mida of one that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron, is he svatrim ne me'avi, in other words, will have a sickness in his stomach, the Netziv says that einish is mida k'negen mida. Just like if someone would eat something that is harmful for his stomach. The natural cause and effect is that he will get sick to his stomach. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that when someone is over an aveira that causes destruction in the world, the natural cause and effect is einish. And since the natural cause and effect is einish, if someone says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevater, yisvater mnei me'ovi mida k'negen mida. That is how the Netziv explains our Gemara. Rav Dessler, Michtav Melio, Chil Gimel, page 336, explains our Gemara differently. He explains that our Gemara says, koyim ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu vatun yivater mnei me'ovi, does not mean like the Netziv says, that is a natural cause and effect of an Aveira. That the effect of an Aveira is Einish. Through that he brought destruction through the Tumah of the Aveira. But Rav Dessler says, B'shem the altar from Kelm, that the altar of Kelm said as follows, that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu been merachim on this person that was over and aveira, not punish this person, that will bring about that a lot of people will be over aveiras, because they will no longer be scared of being punished for their aveiras. So therefore, mitzad the rachmonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for an aveira, in order that people should not do aveiras. And therefore, if Dessler goes on to say in Chiluk Dalet, that we find, that the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Gimel and Aleph says, that Rebbe holds Yom Kippur as Mechaper even without tshuva. One does not have to do tshuva in order to have Kaparas Yom Kippurim. Aye, what happened to the Klal of Koimer Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatrun Yivatrun B'nei Me'avi? Without tshuva, Yom Kippurim itself Uchira is a vitur. So if Dessler goes on to say that the Gemara says, the Rebbe holds Yom Kippur as Mechaper without tshuva, is referring to the Tumas HaAveira. In other words, the Tuma that the Aveira brought into the world, the Tuma that the Aveira was Matami, the person that did the Aveira, that Rebbe holds Yom Kippurim is Mechaper without tshuva. But that does not mean to say that the einesh that the person deserves for doing the aveira, because through doing the aveira he rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he won't be punished for that. He is still chayiv in einesh. But the Gemara is referring to the tumas ha'aveira itself. That is how that's what explains the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Here we find a seeming contradiction between our Gemara and that the Yerushalmi says in Perek Aleph of Chagiga Vachazayin. The Yerushalmi says as follows: V'yirmiyav Shemeshmul Barav Yitzchak Matzonu Shavita Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Alavi Dezara Gilei Arayes Vashvichas Domin Amma Asam Batera Loi Viter. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mevater on Alavi Dezara Gilei Arayes and Shvichas Domin. And what brought about the Churban Beis Hamikdash was on Ma'asam Batuya. So Chaya, how does one understand that the Gemara said the Kadosh Baruch Hu was willing to mevater on a v'dizara giwa reis and shvichas tamim? I koleim our Kadosh Baruch Hu vater and yisvater m'nei me'avi. So if one explains that what our Gemara is referring to is not the Tumas HaAveira, in other words, we're not talking about the einesh that one deserves for that tumah that the aveira itself brought into the world, but what our Gemara is referring to is the einesh that one deserves for rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu through doing the aveira, one can answer the seeming contradiction as follows. That the Gemara in Chagiga says, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avei dezara gil gilei arayis and shvichas tamim is not referring to the einesh that they deserve for their actual aveira, but what the Gemara is referring to the Tumas HaAveira. In other words, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Domim brought about Tuma, which that Tuma creates Churban. Like the Maharal says in Netzach Yisrael Perek Dalet, that what brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash is the Tuma of Gilui Arayis, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichas Domim. That Tuma. So in that the Gemara says, Vita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to be a vater on the Tumas HaAveira. But Amosam Shaltera Leviter. But again, it does not mean that Klal Yisrael will not have deserved to be punished for those Gimel Averes Chamuras, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Domim. What the Gemara is referring to is again the Tumas HaAveira. And had HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased the Tumas HaAveira, that itself would have enabled the Beis HaMikdash to be Kayim. Now let's go on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Avacha Ksiv Usvivam Nisara Ma'id Medaktik Imona Kadosh Baruch Hu is Medaktik with Tzadikim Kechot HaSaira. Now to explain that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Medaktikim Tzadikim Kechot HaSaira, we find a few pshatim. Rashi in Tainis Tavches Amad Aleph explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Medaktikim Tzadikim Kechot HaSaira is an order that they should be punished for their aveiros in this world. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik and tzaddikim that they should be completely pure from their aveiros in Olam Haba. That is how Rashi and Tainis explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik and tzaddikim k'chotasayra. The Teres Chayim in Bava Kama Daf Nun Amid Aleph says a different pshat. He explains based on that Chazal say, Rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Vavare says Olam b'midas hadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world b'midas hadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world cannot exist with Midas Hadin exclusively. Kadosh Baruch Hu put together Midas Hadin together with Midas Harachamim. But since it was Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world of Midas Hadin, therefore the Teres Chaim says that Tzadikim are judged by Midas Hadin according to the Ratzin of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because in reality, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to create the world of Midas Hadin. And therefore, Tzadikim are judged by Midas Hadin. And for that reason, Medakdek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim Kachot HaSaira, because they're being judged by Midas Hadin. And with that, the Teres Chaim explains that we find in the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chav Tes on the base. That the Gemara says by Rabbi Akiva, Amrisha Abeinu saw how Rabbi Kiva was killed together with Asar Arugei Malchus. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Amar Lofan Rabbi Beinu Yishal Olam Zu Teira Vezu Schara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Amar Yishtoi Kach Ola B'machshava Lofanai. So Teres Chaim explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant by saying Kach Ola B'machshava Lofanai is that since it was Ola B'machshava to create the world B'midas Hadin, Rabbi Akiva is being judged by Midas Hadin. And that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's tshuva to Moshe Rabbeinu. That since it was Ritzoinei Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world by Midas Hadin, Tzadikim are judged according to the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is Midas Hadin. That is how the Teres Chaim explains in Gemara Menachos. One could explain that Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktikim tzadikim k'chot asayra a little bit different. We find in the Chayves Halvavah Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh Perakimel that the Chayves Halvavah says when someone comes to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Oifen Hasheni, the second Oifen with which a person should make a Cheshbon HaNefesh is as follows. Sheyasa la'atzmei Cheshbon HaNefesh kamagudulei seinatoivei shalikim asayimai, to recognize how great the toiveis are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is native with him. Because a person is Chayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more according to the Toiveis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with him. And therefore, the more Toiveis that one got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more one is Mechuyiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too, the more one is Makir, what one received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more one is Makir, the Toive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with him, the more one is Chayiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, a tzaddik, who the toiveis of the tzaddik has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are immeasurable, the actual fact that one is a tzaddik is thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, like the Chayves HaVav, it says in Shara Bechina, tzaddik is recognized as the toiveis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more than anyone else. Therefore, how much more is a tzaddik mechuyav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikav kechot ha-saira, because that they are mechuyav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more than a regular person. That is another pshat one can say in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikav kechot ha-saira. The Gemara goes on to say, Omer Rabbi Yisi, lo mitam hazeh, Rabbi Yisi says the Makor, that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadik of chot hasayir is not from the fact that Pasuk says a sphere of Nisr al-Ma'id. Elam in madich siv in noiro hu al-kol sivivav mayroi al-akrovim yoser min arachikim. From there we learn that Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadik im chot hasayir. The Orchoner in Yivam Estav Kuvchof Aleph explains, the Bacha and Rabbi Yisi are arguing in that we say Kadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im tzadik im chot hasayir,
Rav Acha understands that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikim k'chot hasaya is based on the fact that tzadikim are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than regular people. Like we find in the Sefer Or Yohel from Abraham Chasman in Parshas Vayishlach, who explains that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik im tzadikim k'chot hasaya is because the tzadikim, it's as if they are standing b'veis HaMelech. And if someone is standing b'veis HaMelech, he has to be much more careful with every single action that he does. And because they are sevivav, because they are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakte kimoyim k'chot hasayra. Rabbi Yisi, on the other hand, understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakte kim tzadikim k'chot hasayra is not because of the closeness that tzadikim have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it is in order to bring about hira to others. Like we find in Rashi in Vayikra, Kapitel Yud Pasuk Gimel. The Rashi says, Kisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Eisa Din Tzadikim, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes a tzadik, Misyorei U'misale U'miskalis, that brings Yira unto others. Like Rashi ends off, people will say, Im Kein Be'ilu, if even tzadikim are punished, Kol Shekein Be'rishoim. V'cheinu Oymer Rashi brings down a pasuk in Tehillim that the pasuk says Noya Elikim mi Mikdashecha, and we darshin Al Tikri mi Mikdashecha Ela me Mekudashecha. In other words, when those that are kaddish are punished, from that itself that brings about a yira unto others. And therefore, the Aruch Hanan goes on to say that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yisi understands that we said Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktekim tzadikim kechot hasayra as an order to bring about yira unto others. And for that reason, Rabbi Yisi darshins that the makar of medaktek Kadosh Baruch Hu tzadikim kechot hasayra is based on the pasuk v'noira hu al kol sevivav. Moiroi al akrevim Kadosh Baruch Hu's moira is brought about through that he punishes kreivim yoyser min arachaykim. That is how the Aruch Haner explains our Gemara. The Gemara goes on to say, Maisa v'chased echad, there was a maisa with one chased, he was chayfer, b'yrei sichunum aras o'ivim v'shavim. Pamachas one time, Maisa bitza yeveres v'nase v'shat v'nar. On this, the Pinchas ben Yair said, Efshir is a possible. That this chassid was mechabed Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'mayim, who mekabche b'mayim. Miad nofla havora beir basa bitei shalisei ha'ish. In other words, she was saved. Obvious question is that what is the difference between this gemara? That over here we say, "Efshe shoyim mechabed esperi b'mayim, who mekabche b'mayim," and for that reason, the daughter of that chassid was saved, and before we find in the Gemara by Nuchunya Chayfer Sichin that Meis Benoi Batzama, his son was Meis Batzama, even though Nuchunya was the one who was Chayfer Sichin L'Oyhoi Regolim. The Gemara Bava Kama, that Nunam Aleph, brings down a similar Maisa that happened with Bitesh on Nuchunya Chayfer Sichin, that she fell into a bar gadol. Bo V'idi Wesab Chanina Ben Deisa, who told them that she was also. And Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa said as follows. How did he know that she was also? So he said, Dover she'oisai tzadik mitzta'er boy. Something with which oisai tzadik was mitzta'er boy, yikosho boy zarei. That was Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa's raya, that from there he knew that she was also. Teisa Mekame asked the same kasha. Aye, we find there was Meis Benoi Shal Nechunya Chayfer Sichin Batzama. What happened to the kral of Dorosh and Mitzdar by Oisai Tzadik? So in that, Tosva says, Yishloimar, that there's a difference between Oisai Dover Atzmai. In other words, since we're talking about a case that the Bas and Nechunya Chayfer Sichin fell into the Bar Godol that he himself was Chayfer, therefore we say, Dover Shal Oisai Tzadik Mitzdar by Yikosho by Zarei. But that does not mean that it won't be Meis B'nai Batzama. But that is good in the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Nun Amud Aleph. But our Gemara that says a case that was of Rabbi Tawi Nasei V'shat V'nahar, which had nothing to do with his Chafiris B'yuri Sichun Umares, and yet the Gemara still says, Ef Shoshim Mechabes B'yuri B'mayim V'makab Chay B'mayim,
So again, it's fair that what's pshat by nuchunya chayfer sichin, there was meis b'nei batzama. In our Gemara, we see that not only do we say this rule as far as oisai dover atzmei v'ktesis m'vakama says, to explain the more of a kama, but we say this rule even as far as shatva nor is concerned. So on that, the Mishnah Sohio says as follows, that this chassid was not nechun yuchay per sichin. This chassid was a complete chassid. And therefore, since he was a complete chassid, for that reason, a Pinchas ben Yor was muvtach, that erf sheshen mechav esperi b'mayim makab chay b'mayim, only by nechun yuchay per sichin, which, as the Gemara says before, had an Avera Kachot HaSaira, only then do we say that Meis B'noi Batzoma. That is the Teretz of the Mishnah Sohio. In the Shitam Bava Kama Daf Nun, we find a different Teretz. He says the following Chiddush, Shekein Darkish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Derech of the Eibishter Ish HaMaskim Asfaras HaTzadikim Shavador, that he agrees to the Svar of the Tzadikim Shavador. And therefore the Shita goes on to say, Ukeshe meis b'noi batzama, that b'noi, Am nichon yuchay v'resichin was meis batzama, k'far meis abchanina. Abchanina was no longer alive. And since Abchanina was no longer alive, there was no one to say the svara of Dover Shin Tzare by Yosei Tzadik, or like our Gemara svara, Efshe shemichabes b'ri b'mayim. And for that reason, that we find that was meis b'noi batzama, was because there was no tzaddik that said the svara of the Mor B'Vakama or our Gemara. That is a Shitas Teretz B'Vakama. Now let us start the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the Maisa with Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinas that both did not want to teach others their specialty. And for that, the Mishnah in Yuma Daf HaMechesam and Aleph says Ve'eilu L'Gnai, that these are mentioned L'Gnai. Beis Garmo and Beis Avtinas are mentioned L'Gnai for that they were not willing to be melamed to teach others their specialty. And the obvious question is that what is the heter to mention Beis Garmo and Beis Avtinas L'Gnai? Why isn't there an Isser of Lashon Hara for being masker them L'Gnai? So we find in the Chafetz Chaim, in Kval Dalet Sif Ches, that the Chafetz Chaim says from our Gemara we see the following Chiddush, that when Beis Din tells someone a din, that he is mechuyev to do something, and he is not willing to mekayim that din, and he does not have an excuse for that he is not being mekayim the din, Mutter v'saper genusay. One is allowed to tell and talk about his genus. And not only is one allowed to talk about his genus, but the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say, Va'af lirshem es genusay b'sefer hazechreines v'dor durim. One is even allowed to write down his genus for generations. The Chavetz Chaim goes on to say that even if the person who based in were mechayev to do a specific action had an excuse, so it depends. If we understand that the excuse is not really an excuse, we do not have to believe him, and we still have a heter saper begnusei vafurshem, and even write it down, like we see in our Gemara, that even though Beis Garmo Beis Avtinas had an excuse, but yet since based in decided that excuse was not an acceptable excuse, therefore we have a heter to mesaper begnusam. And the Chavetz Chaim explains that this heter is based on the fact that if someone is over an aveira, that he knows is an aveira, and he is over an aveira not one time, but he is over that Avera constantly, he is Yotza Mechlala Misacha. The Isser Lashon Hara is only on someone that's included in a Misacha. And since this person was Yotza Mechlala Misacha, because a Misacha is referring to only someone who's together with you, B'Toyo B'Mitzvahis, since he was Yotza Mechlal HaMisecha, therefore there is no Isser Lashon Hara on such a person.
And for that reason, the Chofetz Chaim says that if one did not listen to a tzivoy of Beis Din, again, he was Yatza Mechal HaMisecha, and since he was Yatza Mechal HaMisecha, there is no iser to say Lashon Hara about such a person. That is how the Chofetz Chaim explains our Gemara. In the Me'iri in Yuma Daf HaMeches, we find a different pshat. The Me'iri in Yuma Daf HaMeches says that we see from the Mishnah in Yuma Daf HaMeches and similarly from our Gemara that the Isser of Sipur Lashon Hara is only applicable if the intention of the person that is speaking Lashon Hara is L'gnai. If the person that is saying Lashon Hara, his intention is L'te'eles, then there is no Isser Sipur Lashon Hara. And therefore the Me'iri goes on to say that if the intention of the person was saying Lashon Hara is laharchik shar b'nei adam imaseyem, in other words, he's trying to show the wickedness of specific people in order that other people should not follow in their ways, since the intention of the person who's saying the Lashon Hara is not l'kavanas Lashon Hara, therefore it is not considered Lashon Hara at all. So in other words, we have a machlokes as far as the heter to masker beis karmo and beis athinos l'gnai. Is the heter because on these specific people it wasn't said the iser of Lashon Hara, like the Chofetz Chaim explains, they were yatsu mechlal amisecha. Amisecha is only referring to those that are imcha b'teiro v'mitzvahs. Or is the pshat, like the Miri explains, that it is not considered Lashon Hara at all. That saying Gnai is considered Lashon Hara is only if the intention of the one who is saying the Gnai is with Kavonas Lashon Hara. But if the Kavona is not the Kavonas Lashon Hara, that is not considered Lashon Hara. That is the pshat of the Me'iri. Now going back to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim explains that there is a heter to say Gnai is based on the fact that they were Yatzu Mechal HaMisecha. One can understand that they were Yatzu Mechal HaMisecha in one of two ways. Either one can understand that they were Yatzu Mechal HaMisecha by that they were not willing to melamed their umnas to others, even though through them being melamed their umnas to others would have been marbe kvod shamayim. In other words, kvod shamayim was mechayiv them to be melamed to teach their umnas to achirim, and they were either on kvod shamayim by not teaching their umnas to achirim. Is that why they were yatzu mechal misacha? Or one can explain that they were Yotzim Mechal Misacha is because they did not listen to Beis Din. Beis Din told them to melamed la'achirim. By them not listening to Beis Din, they were Yotzim Mechal Misacha. So if one looks carefully at the Chofetz Chaim, one sees clearly that the Chofetz Chaim understood that they were Yotzim Mechal Misacha is not because they did not listen to Beis Din, and they are mechuyev to listen to Beis Din. The Chofetz Chaim understands that they were yatzu mechal misacha is because they were mechuyev to melamed la'achirim b'kidei to be marbek v'et shamayim. And because of that they were not marbek v'et shamayim through teaching others, that's why they were yatzu mechal misacha. That we needed Beis Din to tell them to melamed la'achirim was only in order that they should know that they are mechuyev midin kveit shamayim to teach others. But that they were yotzim mechal misacha is because of kveit shamayim. That they weren't chayshish for kveit shamayim. The Chelkas Binyamin on the Chofetz Chaim, on the other hand, explains that they were yotzim mechal misacha can be understood because they did not listen to Beis Din. Beis Din told them to melamed la'achirim. Because they did not listen to Beis Din, that's why they were Yatzu Mechal Misacha. Because they were obligated to listen to Beis Din. And therefore the Chelkas Binyamin goes on to say that with that one can answer the following kasha. We find in the Gemara Nama Beis that the Gemara Nama Beis says that Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri met one of the Zakenim from Beis Avtinas. And the Zaken from Beis Avtinas gave him over the Megillah in which were written the Samaniak Teres. The Gemara goes on to say that when Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri told what happened to Rabbi Kiva said, from now on, we are not to mention the Magnai. And the obvious question is, the Mishnah and Yuma of Eru Magnai was after Rabbi Kiva. So how can the Mishnah say Ve'eru Magnai if Rabbi Kiva himself said that once the Zakenim from Beis Avtina showed that they were willing to give over the Megillah, Einanu Mazkirim Magnai. They are no longer mentioned Magnai. So the Chalukas Binyamin goes on to say that if one learns that the Hetu Azkirim Magnai is based on the fact that they did not listen to Beis Din, even once the Zakenim Beis Avtina showed that they were willing to give over the Megillah, but the Beis Avtinas at the time at which Beis Din told them to give over the Megillah, they did not listen to Beis Din. So on them there was a heter to say Lignai. That the Rabbi Kiva said Me'ata Ein Wano Azkirim Lignai was only referring to the Beis Avtinas of the future. But that is only if one learns that the Hetu Azkirim Lignai is based on the fact that they did not listen to Beis Din. But if one understands, like the Chafetz Chaim explains, that the Hetu Azkirim Lignai was based on that they were not Choshesh for Kvod Shamayim, and their excuse was not accepted by Beis Din. Once that Zokin from the Beis Avtinas gave over the Megillah, by doing that he showed that their excuse was a real excuse. And for that reason, Rabbi Kiva said, Ein Lazkiro Magnai. So if Ein Lazkiro Magnai, that would include not only for the Beis Avtinas of the future, but even for the Beis Avtinas that did not actually give over the Megillah, there will be an Isser Lazkiro Magnai on them as well. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says there was someone that was Mamuna in the Beis HaMikdash called Pinchas HaMalbish. The Gemara says, "Hey, Malbish, big day, Kahuna Gedayla." His job was to Malbish the Kohen Gadol, big day, Kahuna Gedayla. The question is, where do we find the halacha that the Kohen Gadol's begadim had to be put on the Kohen Gadol through someone else? That the Kohen Gadol did not put on the begadim himself, but there was someone else that put on the Kohen Gadol his begadim. So, Chaya, the answer is based on that we find in Parashas Tetzaveh, by the Parasha of the Miluim, that there was a halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish Aaron Ubanav Es HaBegodim. In other words, they did not put on the Begodim themselves, but yet there was someone that was Malbish them their Begodim. And that is the Makor for Pinchas HaMalbish, that there was someone that was Malbish the Kohen Gadol was Begodim. But now, it's Shver. That if the Makor is from Miluim, that by Miluim there was a halacha that someone else has malbish them their begodim. Uchaya Kayhanim Hedyatim should also have the same halacha. Just like at the time of the Miluim, not only was Moshe Rabbeinu malbish Aaron his begodim, but Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish the Bnei Aaron as well. Like we find in the Gemara in Yuma Nafheim Abase, that he was malbish both Aaron and Bnei Aaron. So if he was malbish both Aaron and Bnei Aaron, just like there is a halacha of Pinchas HaMalbish, that there was someone to Malbish the Kohen Gadol was begodim, there should be a halacha that every Kohen Hedjit, there should be Malbish for every Kohen Hedjit, the big day Kohen Hedjit. So here one can answer this kasha based on the Chiddush we find in the Ramban Parsha Shmini, Kapitel Yod Pasuk Vav, that the Ramban says the Bnei Aaron at the time of the Miluim were not regular Kehanim Edyotim. The Ramban says that they had certain dinim like a Kohen Gadol. Therefore, one can say like the Ramban, that there was a halacha at the time of the Miluim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish on their begadim. Again, the halacha that someone else is malbish big day kahuna is only by a Kohen Gadol. And that we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish, the Bnei Aaron their begadim, was because at that time they were considered to be Kehanim Gedolim as well, as far as certain dinim are concerned. But if one looks at Reb Chaim in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Parak Beis, Halacha Hey, Reb Chaim says as follows. Rabbi Chaim says Bnei Aaron were considered Kehanim Edyotim. And Rabbi Chaim says this halacha, that he was malbish, that Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish them, their begadim was a special halacha in Miluim. Even though they were considered Kehanim Edyotim, but yet there is a special halacha that Peshas Miluim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish them, their begadim. So again, one has to know that what is the Makar that the Kohen Gadol had a halacha that someone else was malbish him his begadim. One can say as follows. That we find that there is a special halacha that Peshas HaMilu Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish them their begadim was based on that was called the Ascholas Aveda. That was called the beginning of their Aveda. And at the beginning of the Aveda there is a halacha that when the Kohen starts doing Aveda, someone else has to malbish him his begadim. And that's Choros HaVeda was Shas HaMiluim. But by Kohen Gadol we find the following chiddush. We find the following difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. A Kohen Hedyot brings a Minchas Chavitim on the first day that he does Aveda. When he starts doing Aveda, that's when he brings the Korban Minchas Chavitim. A Kohen Gadol on the other hand brings a Minchas Chavitim every single day. Ramosha and Rash Moshe explains that we find that Kohen Gadol brings a Minchas Chavitim every single day is because every single day we see as if today is the beginning of the Kohen Gadol's Avoda. That is why a Kohen Gadol brings a Minchas Chavitim every single day. Because as far as a Kohen Gadol is concerned, every single day is considered his first day. That is how Ramosha explains in Parsha Sav. So if so, one can say that there is a halacha to malbish a Kohen Gadol is because, again, every single day that the Kohen Gadol does the Aveda, that is considered his first day of Aveda. And just like by Miluim, which was the Scholas Aveda, there is a halacha that someone else has malbish them, their begadim, so too by a Kohen Gadol, every day is considered his first day. That is a pshat, one can say, in our Gemara, Pinchas HaMalbish, that there was someone that was malbish the Kohen Gadol his begadim. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rav Chanan, Machzav Shavonim Teves Amar Golias Barulaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitoich Ha'olay. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Machzav of Avonim Teves Mitoich the oil from inside the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. Umimenu Hesher Moshe. And from there Moshe Rabbeinu became an usher. The obvious question is, what was the point of Moshe Rabbeinu becoming an usher? What was the purpose of the Ashiras of Moshe Rabbeinu? So we find a seeming machlokes. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Hamechas Amud Aleph says that the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu becoming an Asher was because of that the Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinase. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashra Hishchina, El Al Gibar Asher V'Chacham. And for that reason, that Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinase, El Al Gibar Asher V'Chacham, for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu needed Ashiras in order to be able to have Ashras Ashchina. That is what one sees in the Dharm that from the Chesem and Aleph. In Shmei Sraba, Parashem and Vav, Chazal tell us another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeichet HaShivas. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Din hu sheyitol oisam pseilas Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu should take that pseilas. Lama? Chazal go on to say, Elo Yisroel shonisasku b'mitzvahis nasati on kol tevertz Mitzrayim. Shenemer v'Hashem nasa neschein ha'om v'heshiru. That when the Om went to ask for money from Mitzrayim, they became Ashirim from that money. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Moshe Rabbeinu was Osak Bat Moisav Shal Yosef. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "U'Moshe she'asak bat Moshe shel Yosef yei ani." He'll be an ani at the time that he was Isaac be mitzvahs. Because of his Isaac be mitzvahs, he'll end up an ani. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Etzein le'es apseila she'yash." I'll give him the pseilas in order that he should become an usher. That no law should come out because of the fact that he was Isaac in the mitzvah of Atzmoshe shel Yosef. That is how Chazal explain in Medrash. So now getting back to the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Hamechas Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Nedarim says that Moshe Rabbeinu became an Asher in order. Because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinase Ala Al Gibar Asher V'Chacham. And the question is, what does Ashiros have to do with Nevuah? Why is it a necessity for Hashra'as HaShechina to be an Osher?
So we find in the Rambam, in Hishmoneh Prakim, in the 7th Perek, that the Rambam says, when the Gemara says Osher, the Gemara is referring to the Osher that we find in Perek Yavis, Perek Dal and Mishnah Aleph, that Ezo Osher HaSameach Bechelkai. That is how the Rambam explains the Osher that is mentioned in the Gemara, in Droshes. Drush Hoysha Asar asks the following kashas on the Rambam. First of all, he asks, the Gemara goes on to say, in order to be Roy for Hashras Ashchina, one needs the Midah of Anivos. So if when the Gemara says Asher, the Gemara is referring to Asher HaSameach Bechelkai, once one has the Maila of Anivos, it is impossible that he won't have all the other Mailas. That is the first kasha the Ran asks. The second kasha the Ran asks is that the Gemara proves the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Asher is from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Pseilas HaLuchais. So if the Gemara is referring to Asher, meaning Asher HaSameach Bechelkai, what does that have to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Pseilas? So therefore the Ran goes on and argues on the Rambam. And the Ran says when the Gemara says Asher, the Gemara means literally Asher. That he had wealth. And now the Ran says, what was the purpose of being an Asher in order to be Zeicha Fashras Hashchina? The Ran goes on to say that if the purpose of the Nevuah would be for the Navi himself, there would be no purpose of Ashiras. But the Ran says the purpose of the Navi is in order to tell the Nevuah over to others, to tell others what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzadeh. So therefore, in order that he should be accepted by all parts of Klal Yisrael, one needs to have Ashiras as well. In order that the Oyaveh HaOysher should accept what the Navi says, because the purpose of the Navi is to tell others his Nevuah. Like the Ran says, a Navi is called a Navi based on the Lashon Niv Svasayim, that a Navi is one that speaks and tells over his Nevuah to others. Therefore, in order that his Nevuah should be accepted by everyone, one needs to have Milas, they're accepted by everyone. And for that reason, the Gemara says, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'asher HaShechinasei Ela Al Gibar, Asher V'Chacham, in order that his Nevuah should be accepted by everyone that he tells his Nevuah over to. V'chayra from the Hemshech of our Gemara, one sees a different reason, a different purpose, in the Ashiras of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara goes on to say, V'bitu acharei Moshe Boye Ha'ayala. And the Gemara brings down the following machlokes amarim. Chad amar l'gnai, v'chad amar l'shvach. Chad amar l'gnai, that some people said, like the Karban Aida explains, Ru'u ashikayim, Ru'ar karayim, ko rechushe min ha'yehudim. In other words, people said, there were those that said that kol zami mashu oichel v'sheisem min ha'yehudim v'kol rechushay min ha'yehudim. And therefore they did not give Moshe Rabbeinu the proper kovet. So for that reason it was necessary to make Moshe Rabbeinu an Osher in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should be accorded the proper kovet. That people should not say kol rechushay min ha'yehudim. That's how one sees from our Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on to say, Chad Omer L'Shvach V'Chad Omer L'Gnai. Man Omer L'Shvach. The Man Omer that Tarshins Apostolic V'Bitu Me'achri Moshe Boya Elo L'Shvach. The Gemara says that they said, Mechami Tzadikayu Mizki Tuvio Dizoches Omechim Eyasei. Like the Korban Nisano says, Te'lizkos Berias Atzadik V'Bitu Achra. They were looking after Moshe Rabbeinu in order to be Zeicha to see a Tzadik. This chus gadolu shezachol erase. It's a tremendous chus to see a tzaddik. If one looks at the Gemara in Kedushin of Famigimel Abayis, the Gemara in Kedushin of Famigimel Abayis explains Manda Omer L'Shvach differently. The Gemara explains that from Manda Omer L'Shvach, he learns out from the pasuk v'bitu acharei Moshe boyai ha'oyala the following halacha. But if a nasi is passing by, you're mechuyev to stand up for the nasi moy einav, and you cannot sit down till he sits b'mekaymai. In other words, from when you see the Nasi till he sits in his place, you're mechuyev to stand up. Now to explain our Gemara,
Why our Gemara was not willing to say, like the Bavli, was not willing to say, like the Gemara in Kedushin, that it says, Vibitu Achim Moshe Abaya, it was based on the halacha of Nasi, that you're mechuyev to stand up for the Nasi, Moy Einar, from when you see the Nasi till he sits in his place. L'chir, one can say, based on the Mitzvah Eisan. The Mitzvah Eisan asks the following kasha on the Gemara in Kedushin. What was the raya from that it says, Ibitu Achim Moshe Abaya, that there was a chiyev to stand up for Nasi Moy Einar? Moshe Rabbeinu was not only a Nasi, but he was a Melech as well, like we find in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. So the Mitzvah Eisan says the following Chiddush. The Mitzvah Eisan says that in Tanchuma Pashas Ekev one sees that Moshe Rabbeinu only became a Melech from the time of Uchashnias and on. And this Maisa of Ebitu Achim Moshe Abaya Hayala was before Uchashnias. And therefore the Gemara proves, since he was not a Melech, the Gemara proves from there we see that even for a Nasi, one is mechuyev to stand up, Mulayenav, Acheshev Mekaymei. But in our Gemara, one can say that our Gemara holds that not only was Moshe Rabbeinu not a Melech to Uchashnias, but he was not even a Nasi to Uchashnias. And for that reason, our Gemara says that Manda Omar Lashvach is based on that the Mechami Tzadikayu Mizki, that to see a Tzadik is a tremendous chus.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.